listening in the Dallas suburbs.
I think we ought to be on a bilingual station, don't you think? Isn't that a good...
Si,
senora.
There you go. It's bilingual now.
How do our friends in Wisconsin do?
Hola.
They do very well. So they do hola in Eau Claire. W-A-Y-Y. Hola. Let's see here. Where else? We're actually being heard. I got an email from somebody in Beirut, Lebanon this weekend.
Oh, cool.
How about that? Beirut. Hello. How do you do that?
Donde está el baño, Beirut?
Hey, a very special how do you do to our friends in Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The
we
good
love
news this
you.
Morning. The lottery folks say that the winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold in the Publix market in Zephyr Hills, Florida. It's a little west of Tampa. Small town, 13,000 people. The winner gets $590 million.
Wow.
The good news is that lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of us spent a lot of time dreaming about what we were going to do
you know,
with all that
really
dough.
Wants to be that rich, Doug?
Sure, I know, Jennifer. It'd be a big problem to deal with.
Yeah, what a headache that would be.
Money causes nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
I'd like to have some of that trouble.
Can't buy me love. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So we have good news in Florida. Also good news today from General Motors.
Oh, yeah?
Government Motors, as they were referred to for a while.
What's up with them?
Shares eclipsed their $33 initial public offering. Investor enthusiasm because of the new vehicles and speculation that the government will be out by the end of the year has pushed the stock up, closing higher than it was on November 20th, 2010, when the IPO took place after they went bankrupt. Remember? It's been down as low as 1880, closed on Friday at 3342. Now, what does that mean for most of you who may not have any stock in anything? What it means is that the strong economic news in the auto section, one of the things that I could relay to you that may or may not make any difference is that automotive is the largest now category of advertising on the radio. And most of if you look at the billing that's been up over the past 3-4 months, it's up 2-4% in some markets because of enthusiasm for new cars and mostly American cars, although certainly plenty of foreign cars are selling. Let's not kid ourselves about that. But people are excited. Matter of fact, very interesting in this whole overall General Motors picture, the biggest new market and where they're making the most profit is in what country?
China.
Yep.
Very
the
good,
Chinese right? love Buicks.
Yeah, they love those Buicks.
They right? love Buicks. They have a plant now in China making Buicks.
Hmm.
So, that's, you know, look at the government now has made $16.4 billion in profit with the shares that they own. So, hello, where's that money going to go when they sell their shares?
Back to money.
It's certainly not going to come back to us, is it?
No.
Well, but the money that they put into it, I don't know how much money it was. Anybody know?
It was our money.
Yeah, it was our money. So, it went in, it comes back out again. Okay. That's not... I guess bad. The overall good news, I find the good news in that story is good for the employees of General Motors. Hopefully they've gotten themselves straightened out so that they really understand how it all works. You know, I heard a story over the weekend. Most of you who've listened to me for a long time know that I'm not a big fan of the union movements, mostly because of the things like the story I'm going to relay to you now. This is what makes people who own businesses crazy. The story of a smaller company that grew and thrived, and they had they bought up little bits and pieces of these companies that fit into the overall model. What they were trying to do was become a shareholder in lots of smaller companies that fed the main mission. So in a lot of these smaller companies, they were non-union shops, but the big shop, the main focus of the business was unionized. And the guy who ran the place, who's really the ideas of putting these companies together, made this company thrive, used to go around Christmas time when he'd find out somebody's birthday, he'd go to their station and he'd give them $100 or a present or something like that, congratulate them. That's really kind of a cool thing. When the boss and the fellow who owns most of the shares in the company knows your name, knows your birthday, goes out of his way to go to you to congratulate you. And, you know, again, some of the things at Christmas time, he'd go around and congratulate people and wish them well, Happy New Year, give them $100 or give them a special. So you know what these idiots did? When it came around to negotiating the next contract, they wanted that stuff included in the contract so that you got a special birthday prize. They wanted to negotiate that in their contract.
Instead of making it an organic thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So he stopped doing it. And I don't blame him for having stopped doing it. Under the circumstances, what would you do? He's trying to be a good guy, and they want to negotiate that sort of stuff in their next contract. Can you believe that? It's beyond.
I do believe it, because once you give somebody something, this country becomes very entitled very quickly, sadly.
Pretty frustrating. Mm. All right, anyway, I don't want to make the two good news stories sort of fall into
too
the
late
back chair. Thank you, Rich. All right, so here's another good story. Then you ready?
Yes, ready.
Another good story for Monday morning. Mm-hmm. The fact that there are a lot of people, the negative side of this is that the government's not doing its job taking care of veterans. The positive side of the story is there's a group called the Purple Heart Service Foundation that has involved themselves, become a very strong organization among veterans because of so many problems that have slipped through the cracks over the years. And so along comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation, helping those who have been in the service, who have fallen onto hard times. It is an unacceptable alternative. A lot of you, when I started talking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation last year, gave, and that was much appreciated. So the folks at Purple Heart Service Foundation want you to know that they continue to need your support. And they've come up with kind of an interesting techie solution to giving a few bucks, donating a couple of dollars every month. And maybe you might want to do this if you want to support veterans who need some help. You can text PURPLE, P-U-R-P-L-E, to 20222. Now, the text and data rates that usually apply probably would. But it's a cool way of making it easy. $10 a month make a huge difference. If a number of you who have given already would go back and do that, I think you'd find it very... And it's all, by the way, 100% tax deductible. So it's not like you were just giving and it wasn't going to any place. But the Powerball... And Powerball, good, Doug. To the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Got Powerball on
Powerball
my mind.
Powerball on the brain. And for a good reason.
Put that 10... Hey, it is an idea. Oh! Perfect. Listen to this. Put a $10, buy five of the Powerball tickets, $10, and make the recipient the Purple Heart Service Foundation. And then you can write it all off. Wow. I'm a genius. I bet you didn't think of that, Richie.
I'm pretty much thinking they're going to go for the sure $10 instead of the wish.
You think?
Yeah. 600 mil.
Anyway, your donation to Purple Heart Service Foundation, Purple, text Purple to 20222, or you can call them at 877-743-1631, or you can go online. They'll accept donations, by the way, online at purpleheartcars.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here at your service and on your side, 888-302-3684. Now, this is something that may, on the surface, bother some men when I tell the story about what happened in North Korea over the weekend. They fired a projectile that failed. A projectile went into the waters off the eastern coast of North Korea following a short-range missile launch. Officials refused to say whether the projectile was a missile or artillery round. The Koreans have, over the weekend, launched three short-range missiles, and the South Koreans say it was a provocation. The USA threats and provocations will further deepen international problems that they have there, isolation, et cetera, et cetera. So for those of you who want to know what's happened over the weekend, other than the scandals in Washington, that's one thing. But you don't have to worry, I don't think. Anybody worried about this? Really?
Well, you just told me that we don't have to, so I'm okay now.
Good for you. You believe everything
I tell
you.
Isn't Dennis Rodman on the case?
Yeah.
Rodman is on the case.
Dennis Rodman's on the case, and all they want is money.
Yeah.
This is
Rodman was busy with Celebrity Apprentice. Is he okay now, though? All right.
He is okay.
All right.
All right, so the IRS thing became a big cause celeb, as did the other scandals on the Sunday morning program, because this guy, Mr. Pfeiffer, appeared on all five. I don't know how you do that. Aren't two or three of them on at the same time? How do you do that?
You go tape it ahead of time. You go
very
tape it on Friday or Saturday.
So technology wins the day, Richard.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
All right. So what? My question on the IRS, anyway, wonders out loud about the IRS and whether changes at the top will make any difference. They aren't the ones who decided to go after the political enemies, if that's the right word. The two high-level IRS dismissals, men who got jobs after the Tea Party focus began. Steve Miller's gone. Joseph Grant.
Steve Miller?
Steve Miller.
Oh, I love his greatest hits album.
Take the Money and Run.
Yeah, Take the Money and Run.
Joseph Grant, the head of the tax-exempt division, hadn't been there. They were going to leave in June anyway. So that's the thing behind, the guys got fired. They were both going to leave in June. Anyhow. So, there's this former Commissioner Doug Shumway, who was a Bush appointee, he was the guy in charge. But it seems that there's a little office in Cincinnati, and there was one guy who was looking at these things, and that's it. He got an order from his boss, look at these things. So he looked at them, and he piled them up on his desk and left them there. Very effective, that IRS.
I know. That's great. Look at this.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
You got a choice here. This is either Jay-Z or Jelly Guy.
Jelly Guy. Weirdo, who's Jelly Guy?
Jelly Guy is a low-level local rapper.
Yeah, but he really jams.
Okay.
I'll give it to him.
He's currently from, he's a Charlotte guy. Jay-Z, much more popular, connected to Beyonce. They are connected to the White House. So it was interesting. Miss Obama, speaking at Bowie State University commencement address, encouraging young African Americans to dream of becoming teachers, lawyers, business leaders, rather than fantasizing about being a baller or a rapper. What's a baller?
Basketball.
I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
Athlete.
Now, so you'll probably be interested to know that I find this rather contradictory, because the Obama family has been extremely open about their admiration of hip-hop artists. Jay-Z was involved in the second inauguration. Beyonce certainly had prime placement because of her singing, right? Jay-Z was on the trail campaigning for the president in 2008.
They
also
got to 2012. Go to Cuba.
Right, yeah. They went to Cuba.
They got to go to Cuba.
Right. And the president said that rappers like Jay-Z would help shape attitudes in a really positive way. They also are connected to a rapper named Common. Do you know anybody?
Common's a famous rapper, yeah.
Really? Okay. So I just found it interesting that Ms. Obama would talk to these African-American graduates and suggest they not go down that road. Yeah. You ought to go down any road you go down.
Maybe she doesn't want them hanging out with her at the White House. Go be a teacher. They never come over.
Right.
That's one of the big problems that she's trying to, and I give her props for trying to address it, is a lot of these kids think that their only way to success is to be a professional athlete or to be a professional singer, when in fact that's not true. Look at her.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good way of going through it, Richie.
Bless you, my son.
Excuse me. All right.
Please.
A couple of comedy cuts from Friday night. Late night shows, starting with Jay Leno, I think, Richie, right?
It's Casual Friday, which means at the White House they're casually going through everyone's phone calls and records. It's a Casual Friday. I'm sure you heard by now President Obama fired his acting IRS commissioner. Apparently he was fired for acting like Richard Nixon's IRS commissioner. That's why he got fired. We know, love him or hate him, you got to admit, President Obama is a new kind of Democrat. I mean, think about it. He's embroiled in three scandals. Not one of them involves sex. That has never happened before. That has never happened before.
Yeah, he's right.
Mm-hmm. Former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. Thinking about running for mayor of New York City. And I don't know. I have several thoughts about this. I don't know of other mayors of major city who I've seen photos of them with their thing out. Yeah. So I think politically that would be a first.
Yeah.
That all of us know what his thing looks like. Anthony Weiner, or as we call him here in New York City, the other A-Rod.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
I think we best move on after that. President Obama, speaking of his wife, President Obama gave the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta yesterday, telling graduates, the only all-male, historically black college in the U.S., by the way, Morehouse is, to use their degree to make a difference in people's lives. Anybody bothered by the fact that these, they're both speaking at all-black colleges? Commencement?
Yes. No.
Okay. Just.
You're ready to go where you're invited.
Are there any Are there any white people at all black colleges?
Not usually. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may have heard a lot about vacation rentals as a way for families to save when traveling. Well, it sounds like a great deal, but who else can benefit from this trend? Would you believe if I said business travelers? Typically, business travelers who are away for more than a couple of days recreate the home experience at an extended stay hotel, and that's where you get access to a kitchen and other amenities that a traditional hotel may not have. But that's also where a vacation rental can come in handy. For starters, there's the extra space, which can provide much greater value per square foot. Then there are the perks like Wi-Fi, laundry, and full kitchens. And for many business travelers, it's less about the perks and more about the psychological benefit of being in a home away from home. But if you're still craving those chocolates on the pillow at night, then consider staying in a B&B, especially during the midweek. It's not the most traditional choice for business travelers, but you get that home experience plus the added bonus of someone else doing the cooking, and it's not crowded during the middle of the week. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash. Not valid for bond.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. How much did you spend on this weekend's Powerball drawing? A, over $100. B, between $50 and $100. C, between $25 and $50. D, between $10 and $25. E, between $2 and $10. F, I didn't buy any Powerball tickets. Let's see, I spent, I'm D. What about you, Jennifer?
I spent $10.
$10, okay, you're D as well. What about you, Richie?
Not a nickel.
No, really? F
today
for you.
I'm going to go out and spend $1,000 on them, though.
Really?
My philosophy is why buy with the masses, go the day after when everybody's not paying attention to how much the Powerball is. Uh-huh. I don't need that $600 million. I'm fine with 20.
You're good for you, Rich.
12.
12.
It's good all. It's all good to me.
Kenny, how much did you spend?
$10.
$10. All right. So everybody was D or...
Fools, all of you. What did it get you?
F.
Nothing.
Got us dreams, Richie.
Nothing.
Dreams, dreams,
we got
dreams.
Nice bookmarks.
Dreams.
Those dreams get crushed.
Over the weekend, what's the first thing you do if you won the Powerball? Let's see. 32% of you say pay off your bills. 22% of you said split it with your family and friends. 18% of you said quit your job. 14% of you said take a trip. And 6% said go on a shopping spree.
So I heard an interesting response to one of the local people down in Florida this morning.
From one of them.
From.
Yes.
She said, I hope that the winner puts some of the money back into the community.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, that'd be cool.
Right.
You know, if I won $600 million, how would I give back to my community? And then I thought, you know, okay, cool, give some money to my kids' school so that they can buy whatever they need, you know, blah, 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 do whatever.
Yeah.
And then I thought about the taxes.
Yep.
That just went up.
Mm-hmm.
In the county where I was born and raised, Montgomery County, Maryland, they just raised gas taxes 20 cents per gallon.
Great.
And Governor O'Malley, it's in Maryland, actually. Governor O'Malley in Maryland is just like,
this is so wonderful.
Ah, great.
All of the jobs that we're going to be creating with your money, it's so great. And then I thought,
federal government jobs.
Yeah, what do they need my money for? And so I started thinking about how you put money into the community without, you know, it just irks me.
It is, Richie. It's irksome. No question about it. 888-302-3684. All right, so at our two and three, we have four or five different things to focus on with regard to social media, Kenny. But mostly we get our comments either from Twitter, @GoodDay, or Facebook.com/GoodDay. So Powerball comments there. Any comments on the scandals or other items? I'm going to drop something on you in a moment you're all going to love, so stand by.
Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead, though, Kenny. What do you have?
Powerball comments. Noni, Matthew, Jason, Bobby, another Bobby, and Mike all spent zero.
Zero!
Really?
Wow.
Zero.
That'll show them.
Scott spent $10. Lee spent $2. And Roger spent $16.
Mm-hmm.
Big spender.
All right. So, and you have those dreams, wonderful dreams, all weekend. Nightmares for the administration. A lot of discussion, as you know, about the IRS scandal and the other. We've gone through, what do we have, seven, I think, now. Don't we have, Jennifer, about seven different scandals?
Yes, I think that's, yes, number seven. Right. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't going to go through all of them right now. I thought it was interesting.
I'm going to give you another theme because you said you were going to drop something on us. Is this, is this the droppy right here?
No.
Oh.
Stand by for
Tell me when you're going
to
drop it.
I'm ready. I've got three or four more layers to get through before I get to that
like
one.
Like an onion.
The former White House chief counsel, Lonnie Davis. Remember him? He was everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lanny Davis.
Lanny?
Lanny.
What'd I say?
Lonnie.
Lonnie. Okay, well, Lanny.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie was a Clinton advisor. Says that the person who is his counterpart currently in the White House, Catherine Remler, R-U-E-M-M-L-E-R, ought to quit her job if she failed to inform the president. See, that was the guy. This guy went around all weekend long to make apologies on all the Sunday shows. His name Pfeiffer, Kenny, right?
Yeah, Daniel, saying that the president didn't know anything about it until he broke on TV.
Right. And that's because the inspector general has found that the... this is what drives me nuts about all this. Not the facts, but how many layers there are of people that you're paying for. White House counsel, White House deputy counsel, White House deputy... deputy counsel, interim deputy counsel.
Well, assistant to the deputy counsel.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this lady, Ms. Remler, knew the Treasury Inspector General was probing wrongdoing at the IRS for perhaps weeks before Mr. Obama found out last Friday. It was last Friday? A week ago Friday, right? With all due respect, Mr. Davis wrote in an op-ed.
Oh, that's always a good preface
with
to it.
All good rest. Like, can I tell you the truth? No! Lie to me! I can, hey, Doug, honestly, can I tell you the truth?
No.
With
no.
All due respect means I'm about to pound you in the head.
Right, exactly. So anyway, between her, Ms. Remler, and Jay Carney, what did we have? There was a great name for him somebody put up on Thursday or Friday of last week. The public something or other.
Worm?
The
parrot.
No. parrot, thank you, that's
parrot.
Right. The public parrot. Yep. Anyway, so what I find looking at all of these things is all of this stuff is so much hooey. With the exception of finding out how many people there are doing these jobs. It's just one layer on top of another layer on top of another layer on top of another layer. Incredible amount of money is spent basically to apologize or basically justify what the vice president, the president does. All these people, there are these same staffs over. I mean, Mitch McConnell has 20 different people. Did you know that? As the he's the minority leader in the Senate. And he's been around for a long time. He has 20 people on his staff. And so this is not just Democratic. It's the Republican. They all have these staffs. Remember we used to have Joel Heffley on, Richie?
Yeah.
Congressman from Colorado.
Colorado
Springs. He was the only person in the Congress, and this is why he got black eyes often from his colleagues. He would turn money back in. He had a. They have.
He didn't spend his full budget.
Have $1 million to spend on staff, and he never spent all of it. He'd turn it back in, and they'd go after his counterparts. Would go after him. Even he was chairman of a committee, and he didn't use all of his money. So you see what happens. Now they drum out the people who don't go along with the program. Now, Mitch McConnell also said something this weekend because he was asked whether he was with the president or against the president when it came to the AP phone tap, one of the scandals. AP phones were tapped. Nobody even now wants to talk about why they went in and grabbed these 2 months' worth of AP phone records. But Mitch McConnell says that if there is any link between Associated Press and jeopardizing the national security and our operatives in the field, then we should go after them.
Well.
And my thought about that was, you don't have to have those sorts of things to have operatives in the field in danger.
He didn't say we should go after them. He just generically said, anytime we put into harm's way a field operative,
we should
protect them.
Yeah. Right. Who knows?
That's all he'd say. He didn't say, I agree with what the president did. He went out of his way to say generic and vague.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's how this works. Over the weekend, in case you haven't heard this, two FBI agents with the hostage rescue team died in a training accident off the coast of Virginia. This took place yesterday. The agency identified them as Special Agents Christopher Lorick and Stephen Shaw, both members of the elite team, which is based at Quantico. The agency said the cause of death is under review, but the television station in Norfolk says they were killed following a helicopter incident. And that's as far as they'll go. So you don't have to be in the field to be in danger. And one wonders, why do they have all of these? Why do they have so many training missions? Does anybody wonder about that?
What do you mean?
They need to, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
You think they're going to fly into some embassy that's under attack without ever
training? Oh, yeah. No, they've done such a good job of that so far.
Well, I mean, just for example, I mean, how do you not train for something that you're expected to go in and do, especially the kind of work
they do? I don't know. You can make it a little safer.
That's a dumb question.
Asking, thank you.
Come on, man. Why do they have
to try that? Of course, is after the Boston Marathon thing, maybe they need some more training.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, the FBI actually and CIA were both kind of culprits because they don't talk to each other there. Local police did a good job. The feds didn't do such a great job. Now, one more layer. By the way, Jennifer, this is the story.
Oh, that you're going to drop?
Yes.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Okay, sorry. That was a little Snoop Dogg for you.
Really?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much for that. Happy I so came in today to hear that.
She's so hip.
The former chairman of the, I say this plural, former chairman of the FCC, there are four of them, say in a joint letter that was published this weekend that television and radio stations probably are violating federal law by using the quote-unquote unequivocal racial slur Redskins on the air.
Oh, cool.
Likening it to, quote, obscene pornographic language on live television, or calling a football team the Mandingos. DC City Council is up in this, and they've used this letter this weekend from four former chairmen of the FCC who say using the Redskins on the air is an unequivocal racial slur.
Yeah. Come on now.
I know. By the way, the Washington Council of Governments has 17 local groups inside Washington that have an anti-Redskin resolution saying that the team name is demeaning and dehumanizing. And Mr. Snyder, what's his, Dan Snyder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is supposed to change it.
Last week he said, I will never change the name of this team.
Right.
Huh. I heard LeVar Arrington, he does a local radio show, former Redskin defensive back. Mm-hmm. And he just said, you know, we all know the bad words, you know, when you talk about every single race. But he goes, tell me where, and this guy's a former Redskin, obviously. So he said, tell me where you grow up and you hear the derogatory term Redskin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you hear the one word or this word, you know, for the Jewish or for the blacks or even for the Irish. I mean, everybody's got a word. Mm-hmm. But you don't really grow up knowing that Redskin is a derogatory
term. No, because
term.
It's the name of a bunch of teams, and to me that's almost positive, you know?
All right, so here's the suggestion. One person who's on the D.C. City Council proposed using the term X-skin. Instead of Redskin, they call them the X-skins. Does that be like triple X-skins, or what does that mean?
I have no idea what it means.
The X-skin. All right, well, but you're going to leave it to you to figure it out because you're there. But let's not use Redskins anymore. That's bad. Bad. Do I sound like I'm being
You might get fined by the
cynical?
SEC, so you might want to watch out when you use the term Redskins, okay?
Really?
Redskins could get you in trouble, so you don't want to say Redskins.
Don't use Redskins.
Do not use Redskins. Don't use
exactly that Redskins is going to get us
Redskins
in trouble?
Redskins will get you in trouble, right. Yeah. If they're listening right now, Redskins? Listening to us say Redskins.
Redskins.
That could get us in trouble.
Redskins.
Right. I'm going to wear my jersey tomorrow that Redskins. Says Redskins on it.
Redskins.
Yes.
Redskins. Is that like Rifkin? What's a Rifkin? Isn't that
some
kind of
thing,
cosmetic company?
Interesting point that was made about this is if you look at the Redskins jersey, it's a tough, very proud looking Indian that they have on there, as opposed to like the Cleveland Indians where it's just like cartoonish looking thing. And you go to the Atlanta Braves and they have the tomahawk.
So look at all that: the Braves, the Indians, the Redskins.
I will say the Braves do offend me.
Me too. Only when they're playing the Dodgers. Yeah, as a Nats fan, they offend me too.
13 before the hour on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Wake up, America. Aspiring musicians from across the country have submitted their take on the Folgers Best Part of Waking Up jingle, and now the top 10 finalists need your help. Online voting is underway to help pick the winner of this year's Folgers Jingle Contest. Multi-platinum recording artist Gavin DeGraw encourages coffee fans to cast their vote.
I've been impressed by the finalists and their passion for music. Each of them has put their own spin on the Folgers jingle in unique ways that highlight their musical talent. And with $25,000 in weekly prizes on the line, I hope coffee fans across the country will go online and cast their vote for the best original rendition of the iconic Folgers jingle.
The 10 talented finalists and their video entries have been posted online, and now America has the chance to vote for the best jingle and be entered for a chance to win weekly prizes. To vote, find details and official rules, visit Folgers.com/jingle. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited. I'm Lee Shepard.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Okay, so we have a little weather. I don't know if weather. This is weather related. The tornadoes in Kansas and Oklahoma and Iowa yesterday. Extreme weather systems tearing through the middle section of our country.
It's tough.
North Texas all the way to Minnesota. A heavy rain, hail, twisters spotted across central Oklahoma. A blunt warning from the Weather Service yesterday. Quote, you could be killed if you're not underground in a tornado shelter, end quote.
Wow.
One of the tornadoes destroyed a trailer park near Oklahoma City. Also, downtown Wichita had a tornado blast through there yesterday. Power lines ripped out, homes damaged. There were two reports of tornadoes down in Iowa, one near Huxley, the other near Grundy County. Reports of injuries couldn't be immediately confirmed. Weather Channel said the low pressure in the plain states keep things very unsettled through the course of this week. Unsettled weather to look forward to in all areas from, let's see, Minnesota across through into Ohio, Ohio River Valley. 51 after on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Oops, wait a minute. It's not 53 after. I almost lost precious moments of your life here on the Good Day program. It's Monday, the 20th of May, and all of us are interested in technical innovations. We've got a lot of them actually here at DougStephan.com to talk about. Before we get to that, though, we have our daily reporter, Shelley Palmer, who is Mr. Tech Talk Time, and he's got a great way for you to edit your pictures in just a moment. So if you have an iPhone, a regular, I've got an old flip phone, I can take pictures with it. Let's find out if I can edit my pictures, Richie, with the information that Shelley has. Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
You can't do anything. I might be able to edit your picture.
Really?
And I'll get one of my pictures over to that fish snap thing. I want a copy of this picture.
You enjoy having me sound like a fool, don't you?
I don't need the help.
Very nice.
Fight here words. We go. All right, anyway, so Shelley Palmer reports in a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with over $3,500 in extra manufacturer savings on your favorite brands of snacks, beverages, baby, and pet supplies. Plus the best Samsung phones, Nikon cameras, Dyson vacuums, and much, much more. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club now and get your savings book worth more than $3,500. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your Philip make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, of the many devices that our smartphones have replaced, the gadget we use most frequently might be its camera. But as powerful as smartphones have become, there's never really been a great way to edit your pictures until you get them onto a computer. Adobe has released Photoshop Touch on both Google Play and the iOS App Store. Available for $5, Photoshop Touch brings the core experience of the desktop version of Photoshop to your smartphone, letting you adjust and edit your photos before unleashing them on social media. You can even play around with layers, the selection tool, adjustments, filters, and other tools that make your photos even more breathtaking. The app also comes with 2 free gigabytes of cloud storage and automatic backup. So if you've got an iPhone 4S or 5 or an Android phone running Ice Cream Sandwich or above, go grab Photoshop Touch today and bring the power of Photoshop to your smartphone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How many people have heard the story over the weekend that Yahoo is offering $1 billion to buy Tumblr? They feel like they have been behind sort of the curve, so now they're going to pay for this blogging site in cash. Cash for Tumblr. Let's see, what other things might there be that are part of the story, Kenny? This lady, who's the lady that's... This young woman, she's, what, about 40, that's running Yahoo, thinks that it's time for them to get into the 21st century, so they need to acquire things like this. They got this much cash laying around. So what does that do to Tumblr? What does that, how does that enhance their value? How does it enhance the value of Yahoo in general? What does Tumblr do? It's sort of a... another social media site, not so big yet, but if so, they think it's worth $1 billion, got to be doing something.
Oh, it's big. Really? It's big. Lots of, it's mostly visual, lots of pictures.
Really?
Big with the young kids.
So should we be on Tumblr? Are we on Tumblr? We want to be big with the young kids.
We're not on Tumblr.
Why don't we be on, why don't we be ourselves on Tumblr?
Focus.
Get right on that.
Focus, young grasshopper.
Tumblr.
Focus.
What? Grasshoppers would be on Tumblr. Why can't we be there? I want to be on Tumblr. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Figure it out.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.